Oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a...
Welcome back to Journey to Mastery, the podcast where we explore what it takes to master yourself so you can master your purpose. I'm your host, LZ Flynnard III, and today's episode is all about authenticity, what it means to truly embrace the real you, and why it is critical to your success, happiness, and impact. Being authentic isn't just a trendy concept. It's the foundation for building trust with others, attracting the right people in your life and business, and ultimately living a fulfilling life. But here's the challenge. In a world that often pushes us to conform, how do we stay true to ourselves and walk in authenticity? That's what we're going to unpack today. Let's start here. The power of authenticity in business and life. When you embrace who you truly are, you give others the permission to do the same. Authenticity builds trust because people can see when someone is being real versus when they're putting on a facade. And in business, trust is everything, whether it's with your team, your clients, or your audience. Authenticity also allows you to align your actions with your core values. When your actions reflect who you are at your core, everything feels more natural and you attract the kind of people and opportunities that resonate with the real you. That's how you build a loyal audience, form meaningful relationships, and create lasting impact. Understanding how you present yourself and how others perceive you. Self-awareness plays a big role in authenticity because it helps you recognize the difference between who you are and who you think you need to be for others. Are you putting on a mask in certain situations? Are you adjusting your behavior because you're afraid of how others will react? It's natural to want to be liked or accepted, but authenticity means being comfortable with showing up as your true self, even if it means that not everyone will agree or approve. It's about knowing who you are and standing firm in that, regardless of external opinions. Here's a personal example. Early in my career, I often felt I had to show up in a certain way to be taken seriously. I thought I had to be more polished or more corporate, but over time, I realized that people resonated with me most when I showed up as myself, raw, real, and unfiltered. That's when I started attracting the right clients, the right partnerships, and the right opportunities. How to navigate spaces where your authenticity may be challenged. Look, let's be real. There will be environments and situations where being authentic feels different, difficult, or even risky. Maybe it's a corporate setting that feels rigid, or a social group where you feel like an outsider. It's tempting to conform or water down who you are just to fit in. But here's the truth. Long-term success, fulfillment, and peace of mind come from embracing the real you, even when it's uncomfortable. You don't have to be everything to everyone. The right people will be drawn to you for who you really are, not for who you pretend to be. A practical tip here is set boundaries. If you find yourself in spaces that force you to compromise your values or hide parts of yourself, it's time to reassess whether those environments are truly serving you. Authenticity doesn't mean you have to share everything with everyone, but it does mean being true to your values and refusing to compromise on what matters most. So, how can you start embracing your authenticity today? Here's an actionable step. Identify one area of your life where you feel like you're not showing up fully as yourself. It could be in your business, your personal relationships, or even social media. Ask yourself, what am I holding back and why? What would it look like if I showed up as my real self without fear or judgment? Once you've identified that area, commit to taking one small step toward being more authentic in that space. It could be sharing your true thoughts with a friend, expressing an unpopular opinion at work, or simply letting your guard down a little more when you're with others. The more you practice authenticity, the easier it becomes. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to remind you that authenticity isn't just about what you do. It's about who you are. When you embrace the real you, everything else falls into place. The right people, the right opportunities, and the right energy will flow into your life because you're operating from a place of truth. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Journey to Mastery. If today's discussion resonated with you, please subscribe to the podcast, leave a review, and share it with someone who might need this message. Be sure to check out the resources and links in the show notes to support your journey toward living authentically. Until next time, remember, master you, master purpose. I'm LZD Flanard III, and this is my journey to mastery. Stay motivated, stay inspired, be transformed. Oh yeah, can I get a oh yeah?